Good morning, Mr. President, Vice President, Honorable Members, Ministers, and fellow colleagues. Mr. President, I am sure under your able leadership, this assembly will gain its desired outcome. It's a very critical and important time for us as 2015 is approaching. We are now in a dynamic phase of looking forward beyond 2015 at the same time, keeping us on track up to 2015. This year's theme, Ensuring Health in the Next Generation of Global Development Goals, aptly captures the sense of dual purpose. Dear colleagues, there is no denying that we need to work together to put health in its right place in the new development goals. I have brought here the greetings from more than 150 million people of Bangladesh. I have also brought hope that we can make changes together, changes that are important for all of us, changes that are those pro-people and sustainable. Yesterday, Madam Director General mentioned about good health at low cost, a title published in the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine at Rockefeller Foundation. Today, allow me to add that the publication Bangladesh has been depicted as a role model of good health at low cost. Bangladesh achieved two successive MDG awards from the United Nations, one for MDG 4 in 2010 and one other in 2011 for contributing MDG 5 throughout use of e-health. Two more successive awards came from Gavi Alliances in 2009 and 2012, respectively, for remarkable successes in the routine immunization system. Mr. President, as WHO defined, health is a state of complete physical and social and mental well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. We believe that this is a complete definition, and its presence represents all the aspirations of human development, inclusive of health and non-health boundaries. We also believe that the next generation of global development goals should aim to target improving health conditions of every human being and should capture the broader spectrum of well-being. Mr. President, it is essential to ensure the equity in providing on and access to the health services. We need to tie different determinants of health, like social condition, economic situation, educational opportunity, public health and clinical care, food and environmental safety, and financial protection, etc. This means that we need to work together for setting up one common target for each goal or indicator. It is not easy. It would require deep attention, serious work, and mobilization of more resources to the countries that are resource poor. These countries should also be given flexibilities, breathing space, and protection so that the benefits reach the people who need them most. In this context, I ask the member states to support the LDCs in getting another unconditional extension of their flexibilities under the TRIPS agreement of WTO. This will enable the poorest countries to continue their rights to protect public health and to promote access of medicines for all. You all will remember that WHO has published the World Health Statistics in 2013 for the 194 member countries last week. This report shows that the significant inequalities still remains between people in living in richest and poorest countries. Access to even the most basic medicines continues to be the major challenge. Current extension of its transition period has proved to be extremely beneficial for the life and livelihood of people with LDCs, and we would like to keep the same momentum to develop their another extension of flexibilities. And we urge the members to render immediate support to the proposal of the LDCs for the WTO on extension, on transition period under the TRIPS agreement. Mr. President, the need for maintaining good health throughout life remains at the central point of the economic productivity. A congenity defective and a congenitally defective newborn or an intellectually or physically challenged person often requires special attention that has socioeconomic implications. In the resource-poor countries, ignorance, lack of facilities, and economic constraints often create an interference towards them. Thus, a social isolation is created, and these individuals are deprived from their basic rights in the society and also remains deprived of their services in the productivity. Therefore, mental health conditions such as autism spectrum disorders should get their due priority in the post-2015 development goals. I urge the member states to support and co-sponsor the autism resolution in the next week during their executive board meeting. We can tell from our experiences that the challenges associated with autism and other such disabilities are exacerbated when they are combined with poverty. Mr. President and fellow colleagues and friends, Bangladesh has many success stories in attaining MDGs, and we would like to work closely with member states, WHO, and other partners in making achievable holistic set of 2015 development goals. Thank you all. Joy Bangla. Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum.